In the name of God, who comes among us now. Amen. These days, all of us, maybe more than usual, are looking for good news. Something that will soothe our souls and tell us in the midst of this endless horizon of pandemic that the world is moving in a good direction, that we won't always be in this, like this. For me, one of the little blips of grace has been, as I listen to NPR News in the morning, the little inserts that they'll stick in every couple of times a week of the stories of human goodness, something that someone is doing or saying or making, that small little instances, but they make my heart glad. This crazy joy that pierces up through morass of bad news. It's like yeast in the dough. And what I notice is that there is always a bodily sensation that goes with this. It's not just a thought, but sometimes it's a clutch in the throat or a shift in my gut or just this sense of longing that's physical and palpable. Or just a shiver. But there's always something physical about it. And I wonder if that is what's going on in today's scripture that we're given to reflect in the gospel. Notice that the women enter the story now in this Advent telling. There aren't many in scripture, but whenever they show up, something is about to happen. Notice that. There's a plot twist that is really important to the whole story. Miriam on the shore of the Red Sea, Ruth, Deborah, Hannah, Esther, Judith, Elizabeth, Mary. When they speak, the tone modulates. And almost every time, in some section of Scripture, when they speak, they actually proclaim, they sing. These ancient songs of Israel are given to the women. It's kind of the core. And it's always the same song. The lyrics go the same way every time. My soul proclaims the greatness of God, who has looked with favor on his humble servant. He's done great things for us. He has brought down the pride of the mighty and lifted up the lowly. I noticed this year, because of preaching on Isaiah last week and hearing Baruch at Lessons and Carols, this is the same image that the guys, the prophets, use. Where the guys are talking about a construction image, he cuts off the top of the mountains and fills up the valleys to make the straight way to God. The women are saying the same thing. God rebalances the power differential and creates an open place. It's got the language of relationship here. And it's about God rebalancing and restoring us to the frequency of love with which the world is made. And Elizabeth and Mary cannot point to some big news story that proves this is true. In fact, literally in sight of where they are near Bethlehem, Herod is cutting off the top of the highest mountain in the area to build a fabulous palace called Herodium. Google it, it's still there. It's ridiculous. It's incredible. But that's not where they're looking. Instead, they're looking closer to home. In fact, right here. They can point to something that's real, the life leaping within them, in fact. John is pointing to Jesus with his heel, saying, this matters most. And Elizabeth notices and proclaims. Noticing these leaps of life, where they show up, is incredibly important and prophetic and crucial, now more than ever. It's what Katie, our seminarian, preached so wisely and beautifully last Sunday, that joy and pain go together, not canceling each other out, not trying to, it doesn't somehow just, it's more alchemical than that. That the joy pierces the darkness. The yeast leavens the dough. It must do that. It will do that. It wants to do that. And Advent, Christmas, and COVID are all seasons for noticing, attending to these small leaps of life, these kicks even, that happen, that make our hearts shift, stirred, danced, disturbed. It's this yearly ritual that we do of attending to small things, reading the story from the edges, that creates in us a habit of our lives, teaches us how to listen to our lives differently, especially in the dark days, especially when what we hear often seems at odds with what we hope. And if we do this, if we pay attention, it makes a huge difference to us and to the world. The big problems of our life will continue to arise, now and forever. The solutions to the big problems of our lives will also arise. And yet we will discover them differently depending on how we are listening. And if we pay attention to the felt experiences of our lives as the voice of God speaking there, that actually will often be the portal, the kernel, the key to hearing the next thing, to seeing the next thing. This is essentially the only teaching Jesus ever gives. Just hear it over and over and over in the parables. Don't miss this moment, because this is where God is acting right now, in these circumstances. And it is life that is in these circumstances, all of it. All of the universe's life is now. It has to be that way. And being either then or when is the best way to miss the moment, and wouldn't that be a shame? Because it's all so easy and so present. So my question to me and to you on this fourth Sunday of Advent, as we walk toward Christmas, led by Mary and Elizabeth, is, what is leaping in your womb? Now, this is a metaphor, of course, but all of us have that private, fertile, vulnerable, creative, generative space within us where God speaks regularly, and it often has a physical reaction. And I'm sad to say that I, and I know many others, stuff it down. You know how at some events, like funerals, we say, well, I made it through that. I didn't cry. I got through my piece. Well, what if we did? What if we just let that leap happen and felt it? Or when I'm listening to the radio and hear something that moves me, just to say, feel that. Be there with it for a moment. What is it that moves me? Why is this important? What does it matter? I don't think it's even important to answer that question, just to stay with it for a moment. Knowing that it's just at those crosshairs, that moment that God is erupting in a little way, a kick, a leap. But not one that makes no difference at all. You know, think about that. John the Baptist, Jesus, those are changers. Those folks will change the world. That kick in the womb is this promise, not of someday, but a signal now to pay attention, as Elizabeth does. That leap is collective as well. It's worth stopping and just noticing it from time to time. I'm thinking of this community here. I am noticing, as we've gone through these months and have hit walls of fatigue, just how strong the spirit of blessing is, of care for others is. Every Sunday I come here and it's like, wow, it's strong. Just seems to get stronger. That's not a small thing. It is small, but it's not small. And we just finished a stewardship campaign where our giving just shot up. We had 20 new pledges. That's a big thing. Small thing, but a big thing. To just sit with that for a moment, not tear on by it to the next thing, but just say, oh, notice. God is active everywhere. And God is active right here, right now. And even closer in. And we can feel it in our bodies in those moments if we attend to them. Elizabeth and Mary knew what every mother knows also, that this takes time. That for this leap to find its full voice is a lifetime. But that promise is real, and it's now. So as we walk toward Christmas, looking, hoping for good news out there, here's the invitation to notice it, starting here and here. I'm going to close with an excerpt, wise words from one of the great spiritual giants of the last century, a paleontologist and priest, Teilhard de Chardin. Listen and ponder and then feel the kick and the leap in your own lives as we walk on together. He writes, above all, trust the slow work of God. We are quite naturally impatient in everything to reach the end without delay. We should like to skip the intermediate stages. We are impatient of being on the way to something unknown, something new. And yet, it is the law of all progress that it is made by passing through some stages of instability, and that it may take a very long time. And so I think it is with you. Your ideas mature gradually. Let them grow. Let them shape themselves without undue haste. Don't try to force them on as though you could be today what time, that is to say, grace and circumstances acting on your own goodwill, will make of you tomorrow. Only God could say what this new spirit gradually forming within you will be. Accept the anxiety of feeling yourself in suspense and incomplete, and give our Lord the benefit of believing that his hand is always leading you. Let's pray. Pay attention in silence to what God is saying within us and among us.